It's your breath, it's your love. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, only God. Great are you,
Lord.
You give life. You give love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore.
You restore.
That is broken.
Yes.
Great are you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise to you, only Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Yes, you are, Lord.
All the earth will doubt your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise, in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, only Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Are you able to do one more, or is Apostle Dr. Freeman ready? And then,
Professor, it's up to you. God bless you. God bless you, Professor.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we are so thankful. God, on this beautiful third day of our 4-day process with the Lord. And tonight, it is out of excitement and great honor that I introduce to Sam and to all of you a man that has been ordained by God, has the word in his belly, and is ready to bless God's people. Without wasting much time, I'm honored to welcome the ministry of our very own Apostle Dr. Freeman to give us the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Shall we welcome him?
Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. People of God, New King James Version, somebody can read, and I read for the time's sake. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of almond tree. Verse 12. The Lord said to me, you have seen well. For I am ready to perform my word.
Yes,
I am ready to perform my word. Unto you, God, we give all the glory and give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Man of my God, I want to have my say before thee. I decrease, may you increase.
Amen.
Let the words of my spirit be a blessing to your people this evening, this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
We give credit and honor unto the Most High God, because He is the builder and the founder of this proper prayer altar.
Amen. Supreme and Vekina.
And what?
Apostle Supreme, we can hear you.
For the life of Apostle General, for Abbe himself, Professor, because my wife is you. Hello? Pastor, yeah, I want to thank the life of the Apostle General. For Abbe himself, thank the life of Professor Emma. God bless you for your good work. Keep it up, Reverend Kevin. Also, God bless you. And I mean, the leader of this prayer altar, may God bless you all. No forgetting everybody who make it possible for always be available for this prayer altar. I'm not forgot Mama Kosia, Nana, Samson, Susie. Sister Park, Emmanuel, Blessing, Gina, iPhone, Cage, my sister Kemi, God bless you.
Amen.
Milia, Mary, Pastor Kevin, Shalom, and Apostle General, and everybody. May God bless you all.
Amen.
Uncle Scripture for this 4 days or 5 days. That's Psalm 102, verse 13. Yes.
Verse 13.
See, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, a set time has come.
Amen.
Speaker, I want to start briefly Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, as I read. Do you see? What do you see? And he said, a branch of palm tree. The Lord said to me, you have seen well. But I am ready to perform my work. So what do you see? When the favor of God is upon your life, and the set time has come.
Hallelujah.
2026, what do you see? What do you see? Do you see negative? Do you compare negative? Are you going to enter 2026 with the same attitude, the same mind, or the same fear? Since the word of God is in you, and you have called it.
Apostle Freeman, can you get in there?
Do you see your marriage? Do you see your children? You see your spiritual ability.
Financial Freeman, please
we have
you see, when I say being fruitful, what would it say? May God bless Professor. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, we can hear you now, Apostle.
Baba.
Now we can hear you loud and clear.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Sorry for inconveniences. Oh God, sorry. The devil is a liar.
He is a liar.
But Lord, I want to say that what you see, he said the arm. The bag of arms. They say you are seeing clearly. Your confession will make headway.
Amen.
When you have the favor, and the second man have ordained you and have chosen you, you don't dwell in the past. You don't use any negative thing in Antioch 26. Because the favor of Lord is upon you.
Amen.
The favor of God is upon you.
Amen.
You see, even I don't know your story. I don't know the situation you are in, Okaba Sudoria. I don't know your report that you are holding. But make your mind that I'm not enter 2027 with the same sickness. No way.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to enter. Because God has called me.
Amen.
And God has favored me.
Amen.
He has set me apart. Because Amen. Jeremiah, I know you when you are in your mother womb. And I've ordained you.
Amen.
Don't limit yourself. I said, what do you see? Have you seen your documents?
Mm.
Your document is at your hand. Your children will excel.
Amen.
Your business, I see I'm moving up and your spiritual uplifted. Akababa, Kabbalah Shudoria. Thank God for Professor, as I said, I love her because my wife was born Wednesday. And Apostle General was born 27. I was born 27 October. So everybody who was born. So, your date is very good. You are special.
Amen.
Date of 27, we are very, very special.
Amen.
You are special. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And Pastor said, God bless you. I don't want to dip in. Because when you say God's compassion and timing in the midst of despair, Psalm 102, verse 13, the light, this is better highlighting us the divine promise. And God will not abandon his people. The Zion, which represents the city of Jerusalem, and by extension, the people of Israel, our rise, have compassion, emphasize God's active role in the life of his faithfulness, indicate that he sees their suffering and responds with mercy.
Amen.
God sees your suffering.
Amen.
Show up.
Amen.
The mercy of God will show up.
Amen.
And the favor also indicates a movement of grace and divine intervention. The movement of grace and divine intervention. When you see yourself in awkward position, when all the odds are against you, when you see there's no way, I pray thee the divine intervention and grace will show up.
Hallelujah.
And grace will show up.
Amen.
That God's timing is a perfect.
Amen.
When it seems that the hope is lost, the appointed time reassure believers that God has a plan.
Amen.
And the struggling endure will ultimately lead to restoration.
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
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 Please, I'm encouraging you. Have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God. And trust in God.
Amen.
Traditionally, as we all know this story, this one, Psalm 102, I would say it's a bitter lament. Traditionally, we know the people of Israel in exile in Babylon. This prayer was marked a profound sorrow. As the Israelites facing a destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, leading to be a deep sense of abandonment and the longing for the restoration. My people of God, God will redeem us. 2026. Please, I want to stand this verse
then encourage us to know that the first time of God is with us.
Amen.
Professor, read Mark 8, 22-25, and read the handover. Mark chapter 8, 20-25. Mark 8, 22-25.
Mark 8, 22-25.
Yeah.
I'm going to read from the New King James Version, please.
God bless you.
Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then
he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Amen.
Amen.
Let me explain Bethsaida. Means the house of mercy or house of grace. This blind man, as we read, is leading to Christ. And said, Tom, he said, touch him. And people, like a tree, like a tree. I pray this, said, Tom, has come for you to get your deliverance. You need to confess positively.
Amen.
Maybe if you need another touch, as you are going to have the Apostle General, for which confess, God will touch you.
Amen.
In 25, the hand of God touch you. And you need another touch, may God will grant to you. And you see, you're going to speak clearly. What you're going to say is, you are going to speak clearly.
Amen.
Everything in your dream, going to speak clearly.
Amen.
Everything that pretends, you're going to speak clearly. Amen. You will say that I see people like a tree. God not create us like a tree. He created us to only image and likeness.
Amen.
John chapter 5. John 5, Professor, read that again for me. The same Bethsaida.
John 5.
John chapter 5, verse 5-15.
John 5:5-15.
Oh, God bless you.
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well?
Do you want to be made well? Look at this, you. He has been 38 years. He didn't go, Jesus. The favor, set time, have come for this man to get up. Can you ask him, do you want to make where? Look at the negative.
The sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is dead up. But while I'm here,
this guy asked him, do you have somebody? No. Do you want to make where? He said, yes.
While I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took his bed and walked. That day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was he?
Continue. That day was Sabbath. Don't forget this one. That day was Sabbath. Don't forget. Continue.
One moment, please. I think I was trying.
Sorry for that.
That day was Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk.
Take up your bed. Hallelujah.
Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed?
Who is the man? That's your favor. Who is that man? Come to the caravan. Who is that man? Not apostle. Not your bishop. Who is that man? That day was Sabbath. And so Jews.
Continue.
Please.
But the one who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
It was Jesus. That favor, that God could have favored us and God ever told us this. It's nobody. It's God made you so.
Amen.
Your business, God made you so.
Amen.
Your children, the son man, the joy is God. The Jews questioned for Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
When yesterday and 3 years ago, Professor told us so many things. When the favor and the third time show up, there's no rules.
It's
the only law that's against you. Whether rules against us, Christ, Jesus, is the law of Sabbath.
Amen.
It's the law of Sabbath. You don't care. Whether you pass through before you get 5 years because you get your permanent stay or 10 years, the favor will give one day.
Amen.
Because you get your this, you get this. I don't know your Canada, I don't know America, UK here, the 5 years, and before you get a permanent, blah, 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 Italy, more than 10 years, 14 years. But when favor show up, one day, the second.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God don't care about the favor. God don't care about the law. Somebody don't care about that. The favor will show up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh my goodness, they are beautiful.
I did Matthew chapter 12. I still don't go there. Because I said to you,
when you hang up with you,
okay, in this place, there is one greater than the temple. But if you have known what it means, I deserve mercy and no sacrifice. I will not have condemned forgiveness. For the Son of Man is the Lord of you, even in the Sabbath.
Amen.
What do you see? 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 You have seen well. I'm ready to perform my word.
Amen.
You can't touch anything you can't see.
Yes.
As you are about to enter 2026, what do you see? What do you see? Your children, your documents, your wife, your husband, your business, your healing, financial breakthrough, spiritual, etc. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we were able to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
When Caleb received, he confessed, let's go and take possession, we will overcome. But others are come back to that. Some people will say, but the people who live in there are powerful, and the city are fortified and very light. If we even saw the descent of Achan there. Oh, look at the negative. They see people. They lifted up. My sister, my brother, people of God, don't limit yourself in 2026. When you have the favor, and instead of have choosing you among the people, don't limit yourself. You are somebody. You are unique. You can make it.
Amen.
The word of God is in you. You are powerful.
Amen.
Don't limit yourself. You will make it.
Yes,
there is no disappointment in you. You are not disappointed. You are the winner.
Amen.
And you win. Don't limit yourself. Don't let anything that you are seeing hinder you.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Some people are saying, but some people will say, I can't, that's that. What do you see? Stand and declare, enough is enough.
Hallelujah.
Any negative words, don't do it negative. Your set time has come.
Amen.
Finally, people of God, 1 Corinthians 10:4, then I'm true. I hand over to Apostle and declare. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Professor, please read it for me.
1 Corinthians, one moment.
God bless you. 1 Corinthians 10:4.
1 Corinthians 10:4. And all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Amen.
And that was Christ. I want to include you. What did Israel find themselves in their foreign land in captivity? It's the famine that brought sin all the Jacob and children. And they numbered. But 2026, the favor
will speak for you.
Amen.
The Satan will speak for you.
Amen.
I want to encourage you and encourage you. About 3 million people left Egypt on the desert. God provided for them for 40 years.
Amen.
No problem. Water supply, I don't know. The food, they went to Egypt because of the food, because of the famine. But the favor,
hallelujah.
You must be searching for food.
Amen.
God will give up for you.
Amen.
Daily, every day.
Amen.
And for many, if you take, if you want to go to your store, it will not help. Don't limit God in 2026 when the favor is upon you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Provide daily, you provide daily meat.
Amen.
And the rock was Christ. It's a spiritual rock backing you in 2026.
Amen.
When they see the spirit, when they see no way, the spiritual rock is with you.
Amen.
Don't see yourself, you are alone.
Amen.
You have a spiritual rock who will provide Amen. For you.
Amen.
In time, it will show up.
Amen.
In the morning, it will show up. He will provide for you. In the evening, he will provide for you.
Amen.
That rock is Jesus.
Amen. Jesus.
That is me, the hope of glory.
Amen.
The hope for the future because He is with me.
Amen.
You can face tomorrow, as the song says.
Amen.
That is a rock follow me. The rock goes to follow us 20 every second, every minute, every hour. He will provide for me. And He will provide for you as well. On a daily basis.
Amen.
On a daily basis.
Amen.
My brother and my sister, there is a rock.
Amen.
That rock is the favor of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
There is a spiritual rock in your life.
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
See yourself for 40 years. About 3 million people. God provide for them. They don't farming. They don't do anything. In the morning, the food. America, I like their sandwich. Everything big. When you go to McDonald's, big. Their cup, big. You can hear, small. Okay. Go to America. I like America. When you go to America buffet. When you go to Amsterdam, next one. I love America. Their food. When I was in Georgia, they take me to buffet. In Charlotte, Denver. I will say, almost about 20 years. I will be American. I will say, after this one year, it's God will provide you. The American one is small. May it be your portion. What is
Amen.
My sister, why do you see? 2026. Don't say the same thing. But can I say, I'm coming your problem. This is my situation. When? But I pray thee, if you are see, you are enter 2026 with good health,
with
financial sound, spiritually, you are strong.
Amen.
It will go to perform.
Amen.
But see, Jeremiah, you are see well, and I'm going to perform my way.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you.
Amen.
May He favor shine upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, the Apostle,
Amen.
It's time for this situation.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
I love you all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I put myself on mute because I'm taking off to work. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Freeman.